Welcome to episode 48 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we are going to put an end to D-Day week by coming stateside and looking at how the United States Navy single-handedly saved the University of Notre Dame during World War II. World War II was devastating on universities around the country. Many college-aged kids decided to go into the army rather than higher education, feeling that, at the moment, fighting for their country was more important than schooling. Because of this, though, enrollment at schools hit an all-time low. Notre Dame was no exception. In the early 1940s, enrollment at the esteemed Indiana College bottomed out at just a few hundred. The end seemed near. Enter the United States Navy. In 1943, the U.S. was fully invested in the war and needed more trained naval officers to command the fleets of ships being churned out and prepped for the far-distant European invasion. After all, the captains of all those D-Day ships had to come from somewhere. For whatever reason, in July of 1943, the Navy chose Notre Dame to be home to a Navy college training program. So the Navy sent thousands of students to Notre Dame. One source says that the enrollment was twice their pre-war amount by the end of the year. The U.S. Navy kept Notre Dame afloat during World War II, and Notre Dame is never forgotten. Today, the annual football contest between Notre Dame and the Naval Academy serves as a reminder of a tie that goes all the way back to World War II. Thanks for tuning in to episode 48 of the Daily Brainwave. Thank you especially to Sean McCloskey for the idea of this topic, although I don't think he realized he was giving it to me at the time. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And this episode marks the end of D-Day week. Next week, I'm taking the Daily Brainwave back on the road with a week of on-location episodes from one of the most interesting cities in the United States, Seattle, Washington.